String of Tears, Psychic Visions, Book 22. Written by Dale Mayer. Narrated by Megan Kelly. Chapter 1. Hurricane stepped out onto the deck of his main coastal home and watched as the Atlantic Ocean crashed over the beach. He loved it here. Something about the storms electrified him. But then that was his specialty. It's what he did. That he was a climatologist was something else again. He hadn't fully utilized his education very much in the last 10 years. He needed to help put out too many other electrical storms or energetic storms instead. And this last one had been a prime example. Tarot cards that could kill. What the hell? He muttered. He shook his head. He lifted his face into the wind and let it pour over him. When he heard Stefan's voice in the back of his head, he smiled.
That was a hell of a journey you sent me on. But I knew you could handle it, he stated. Besides, you were already in New Orleans. Yep, and I was hoping to spend a couple days there, he muttered. Not turn around and bolt. You still can. I'm sure they would like to see you again. That Skylar is pretty amazing, he noted. You have no idea, Stefan muttered. The things she can do with the dead are something I've never seen before. Okay, now you've got me fascinated. I might have, he agreed. But we have another problem. What the hell is that?
He asked with an eye roll.
You know that I thought all this stuff would help, but instead it seems like the energy just keeps getting crazier and crazier. You're right. It does. And I'm not sure what's going on with this one, though. In what way? I think it concerns all your trips, collecting all these items and putting them in the museum. Yeah? What are you getting at? I have a jeweler who's been putting a lot of emotions into the designs she makes, and, of course, that's making her products very attractive. That's smart of her. So what about it? She contacted me. About what? A string of pearls she's trying to repair. Uh-oh. Don't tell me. Teardrops? A whole string of them. Pearls are known to be the tears of the ocean. Sure. And? Every time she goes to repair this necklace, she gets visions of murders. One for every pearl.
He sucked in his breath.
Good God. Are you serious? Yes, very serious. And I've done just enough surface digging to understand that an awful lot of energy is infused into these gems. The problem is, she seems to think that maybe whoever created this necklace had a matching bracelet, and he wasn't quite done with the job. Who is this person? The jeweler you're talking to? She lives in Maine, which is another reason for contacting you, since you're right there. Her name is Jewel. 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 I don't think I know anybody by that name. No, but you're likely to. Why is that? Because she just resurrected from the dead.
Jewel opened her eyes, the same panic choking her as she bolted upright, swinging her arm against a bed rail. Machines beeped at her side, and a nurse came running. You're fine. You're fine, she reassured her. And we're more than happy to have you awake. Jewel stared at the nurse in shock. What happened? She murmured. We don't know everything, she began. But basically, you died and came back. I died? Jewel asked in shock. The nurse smiled. Yes, but it's fine. You'll be just fine. The nurse stared at her with a big grin and added, You've been very, very lucky. Jewel nodded slowly, waited while the nurse checked everything, and then withdrew. Jewel wanted to ask a million questions, but at the same time, she didn't want to ask any. She had no idea what had happened. Whatever had put her in the hospital was a complete blank. Did she have an accident? Was she having surgery? She didn't know. She heard a man's voice in the background, somewhere in the dark recesses of her brain, telling her,
You better not say anything. You better not.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?